All right, please stay. Stamina. You can start eating your chocolate egg or whatever your chocolate, whatever you've got. Understood. Understood. Okay. All right. Okay. We're going underground. We're going underground. I believe. Yes, we're going underground. Okay. Pilot study on underground space development. Selected strategic urban locations. Stage one, public engagement. Sorry to have kept you all waiting. Apologies. Can you help me catch up time? Can you present in 12 minutes? Can I give you 12 minutes? 12. Can you do 12?
Yeah.
At a sprint, okay. We have Mr. Poon. We have Tony Ho, from CEDD. We have April from Planning Department. We have Eunice, Fred, and Johnny from ACOM. Who is going to brief us?
Johnny will make the presentation.
Okay, Johnny, off you go.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, on behalf of the study team, thank you very much for members' time. And we're going to share with you this study. We have started the stage one public engagement in November. So first of all, I'm going to start with the objectives of the study. In this study, we're looking at developing underground spaces within four very crowded and busy areas in Hong Kong. And what we want to look at is to evaluate the overall merits and also constraints in developing underground spaces in these areas. And as a long one, we want to formulate underground master plans in order to steer the development of underground spaces in the long run. And we also want to draw up suitable proposals for possible medium-term development. And underground spaces is not something new in Hong Kong. We've been using underground spaces. And there are lots of opportunities. For example, we can improve connectivities. We can create space to meet needs of the society and also improve the living environment. So we can see there are lots of opportunities, but there are also a lot of constraints. So in the early part of the study, we'll focus on looking at the opportunity on and constraints in developing underground spaces in these areas. And also to establish the needs in these areas. In this study, we focus on the needs. We are not just creating the space for the sake of creating the space. We want to focus on the local needs, and we want to look at the district in a holistic manner rather than looking at individual projects. We are looking at a planning perspective. And as I said, underground space is not something new in Hong Kong. There are many underground MTR stations, underground car parks, but all these were planned on an individual basis. Realistically, there wasn't a holistic plan when we built all these underground spaces in the past several decades. So in this study, we are hoping to provide a good plan for developing underground spaces in these four areas so that the opportunity are maximized and these valuable land resources can be used or can be optimized. In the early part of the study, we have looked at overseas examples, and we found that successful underground space use has something in common. First of all, the coverage is very large. They're talking about very large spiritual coverage, connecting underground spaces together with very good connectivity. And also the different types of uses are also very extensive. So we want to capitalize on these good examples, successful examples from overseas, and turn Hong Kong into a place which with very good usage of underground resources. Now, in this study, we focus on four strategic areas, Tsim Sha Tsui West, MOT, Wan Chai, Causeway Bay, and Happy Valley. Some of the strategic areas fall partly in the harbourfront area. And in coming up with the preliminary conceptual plans, we have paid due regard to the harbourfront planning principles and ordinance and guidelines. So I'm going to go through some of the preliminary concepts that we have come up with in each of the four strategic areas. The first strategic area is Tsim Sha Tsui West. In the early part of the study, we look at the current setting of the district. Chiam Sai Cheu is a very established commercial area with a lot of activity clusters, but the connectivity between or among these clusters are not very good. They are very isolated. And so we can see that there is an opportunity to make use of some potential underground spaces to improve the connectivity. We identified the Kowloon Park is located in a very strategic area. If we could develop the underground space underneath Kowloon Park, we can improve the connectivity between different activity nooks. We're talking about, for example, Chiam Sai Cheu East, the Promenade, and also new development areas, for example, the West Kowloon Cultural District. So by developing underground spaces underneath Kowloon Park, we can hugely improve connectivity. And at the same time, we can also create some usable space underneath Kowloon Park in order to serve the demand of the community, be it commercial elements or GIC facilities. So these are the issues that we have identified in the early part of the study, and these are issues that could be resolved through developing underground spaces. So our preliminary planning concepts for Chiam Sai Cheu West is to improve connectivity, connecting different activity nooks through developing the underground space beneath Kowloon Park. And we are hoping that the underground pedestrian network together with the underground space will be also connected to the existing underground pedestrian system currently in Chiam Sai Cheu MTR station connecting to East Chiam Sai Cheu station. So it will become a very extensive pedestrian network connecting many different places in Chiam Sai Cheu, including the Promenade and also the new West Kowloon Cultural District. In coming up with the conceptual plan, we are actually very mindful of avoiding disturbance to sensitive structures on the ground surface. For example, take Kowloon Park as an example. There are many OVTs, and there are lots of heritage. And therefore, for example, if you look at this plan, we identify that there might be usable space avoiding OVTs. These green dots are the OVTs. And when we come up with usable space, we look at area which can be easily reinstated or even upgraded. For example, we're talking about the mice area, which can easily be reinstated or upgraded. And the outdoor swimming pool, this is over 20 years swimming pool. We can take this opportunity to upgrade the facilities as well. So by developing these underground spaces, we can connect east to west, north to south, and also connect to the existing underground subway system connecting between Chiam Sai Cheu MTR station and also the East Chiam Sai Cheu station. And as I said, we also are mindful of the connection between the Chiam Sai Cheu area to the West Kowloon Cultural District. This is a three-dimensional illustration of what I have mentioned. We have the initial concept of developing the underground space underneath Kowloon Park, and we also take the advantage of the topography setting of Kowloon Park. Some of the underground spaces, the so-called underground spaces, is actually above ground level. For example, if you look at here, this is High Pond Road, this is Nathan Road, and this is Austin Road. We can actually build an upper ground which can be connected to West Kowloon Cultural District on the same level, noting that the design of the West Kowloon Cultural District is for people to walk on the ground level. So we are taking benefit of the topography setting, and therefore there are quite significant usable underground spaces underneath Kowloon Park for us to develop. And let me quickly move on to the next strategic area. I'm going to combine Causeway Bay and Happy Valley because these two are actually interconnected, and a lot of the issues with Happy Valley is the connectivity with Causeway Bay. Current setting, Causeway Bay is very, very congested, especially near the MTR station. And people arriving at Causeway Bay are all coming out from all these exits. And the connectivity from this busy area to neighboring area, for example, Happy Valley, the Hong Kong Stadium, Victoria Park isn't very ideal, and therefore we are looking at whether we can improve the connectivity from the Causeway Bay busy area to these areas, Happy Valley, Hong Kong Stadium, and Victoria Park. And we identify that there is a rather significant potential underground space underneath Victoria Park. Apart from improving connectivity, we can also create some space to meet local needs. And we also identify that there is a longer term opportunity because MTR has a plan for the North Island Line, and there might be a new station here, and we can take the opportunity to connect three MTR stations together by developing the underground space underneath Victoria Park and improve the connectivity between Victoria Park and the Harbourfront area in the long run. Okay. So the preliminary concepts in terms of planning is to improve connectivity between the BZ district in Causeway Bay to neighboring areas, connecting all these MTR stations together, developing the underground space underneath Victoria Park. And again, we're mindful of the very busy activities or different civic functions that are present on Victoria Park. So we're trying to avoid these six football pitches in the short term. We identify that this lawn area is easily reinstated. So there is a potential to develop the underground space underneath here and also connect these MTR stations together. And in the long run, we can connect another new MTR station and then extend the underground pedestrian network to the Harbourfront area. So that's the more longer term intention. And Victoria Park is on a reclaimed land, so there isn't issue in terms of developing two or three levels. We are not going to hit the rockhead easily or too shallow. And because this is a reclaimed area, the amounts of OVTs are also relatively less compared to Carlton Park. So in terms of developing potential, it's relatively optimistic. And for the last strategic area, Admiralty and Wan Chai, we're focusing on the connectivity from the hinterland to the Harbourfront area, noting that there is already planned connections between the Hopewell Centre to the Wan Chai MTR station through the avenue. And currently, the connection between the hinterland to the Harbourfront heavily relies on the footbridge along O'Brien Street, and this is very, very busy, especially when there are big functions in the Hong Kong CEC. And therefore, we're looking at developing underground space in order to improve the connectivity or providing additional options for people to reach the Harbourfront area, noting that the government has a lot of development work in the Harbourfront area through the Wan Chai North project. So the preliminary planning concepts for Admiralty and Wan Chai is to improve connectivity between the hinterland and the Harbourfront area. And although there are a number of potential underground spaces, but not many of them are very large in size because of the physical constraints. For example, take the Wan Chai Sports Ground. It's being intercepted by the Sha Tin Central Link, the MTR Sha Tin Central Link. The new reclamation area near Fenwick Pier is also being intercepted by the Tsuen Wan Line. So we've identified that maybe we could develop the underground space underneath Southern Playground and then improve the connectivity through developing an underground passage all the way to the Harbourfront area in the long run. We've looked at the possibility of developing underground space underneath Southern Playground. It's in a very optimistic position because it's just next to the Wan Chai MTR station, so people can easily access this underground space. And then through developing a pedestrian link, people can easily go to the Harbourfront area instead of just focusing the only option of the footbridge along O'Brien Road. And that's a three-dimensional illustration of our preliminary planning concept. And As I mentioned, we have launched the first stage of public engagement. And in this study, we are planning to have in total two public engagement exercises. So our plan is to collect views on the preliminary issues that we have identified and the preliminary concepts that we have come up with. And after collecting these views, the next stage we have to look at conceptual design or more detailed design and also technical assessment of these priority projects. But there are a number of key considerations that we have to give priority to. For example, financial viability, how are we going to implement this project? These are all critical issues that we have to look into in the next stage of the study. And this is a roadmap of the entire study process. The early part of the study, we focus on identifying the issues. As I said earlier on, this study focus on issues. We want to use underground space to resolve issues rather than just creating the space for no reason. And then we're at this stage carrying out stage one public engagement. And next stage, there is still a lot of work to do, technical assessment, coming up with priority projects with detailed design, and also a master plan for long-term underground space development in these areas. And then we'll launch the next stage of public engagement. So that's pretty much what we would like to share as a presentation, and we welcome questions from the members of the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just an observation from me, potential disruption to public enjoyment. You're going to have a riot on your hands if you're not careful. If you start digging up all these parks, I mean, you're going to have to handle it very carefully from a public engagement perspective. It'll be very sensitive, I think, very sensitive in that sense. The other thing is, the thrust of your presentation has all been about connectivity, improving connectivity. As a commission, we're not very keen on taking people underground unless we have to, unless there's some particular attraction or some particular interest. And I think, if I may put it very crudely, you're going to have to sexy it up a bit, because to me, it's a very unappealing offer at the moment, if you like. You're just taking people underground to get from A to B, quite long distances, but what's going to be down there? What are they going to find? What's going to pull them down there? I think you may need to explain a little more in your aspirations, if you like, for the space you're going to create below ground. But just two thoughts from me. Please, lots of hands. Freddie first, then Ivan, then Peter.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. In principle, I do not object to your study, okay? But I do not understand the actual objective of the work that you just presented. Let me just take Tsim Sha Tsui as an example, because I know that area a little bit better. You kept mentioning that you're improving connectivity. Presented it as if Kowloon Park is blockade, it's in the way of the major areas of interest that you want to connect people. But in actual fact, the issue of connectivity is not about directness, not about efficiency, it's not about, you know, speediness and things like that, but it's more about the experience of going through something, you know. In Tsim Sha Tsui, you have the option of passing through a very nice park. That is a very nice journey. That is a very nice option to offer to people to take refuge away from the busy touristy streets on Nathan Road or Hai Phong Road and stay away from the crowd. To me, that's not obstruction. That's a very good option for people to choose. If I may just point out, if you really want to improve that, then the problem is not about directness and speediness. It's about accessibility. It's about the access point behind Park Lane. If you want to improve that, you can improve that. So you welcome more people to get onto Kowloon Park, to walk past Kowloon Park to the other side. So we don't need to go underground. In this case, I admit there might be other situations that you want to bring people to underground, say in Causeway Bay or you know, places where you have other traffic issues that makes above ground traffic very difficult. I admit that in your study you may have more justification for that, but for Jim Sartre, I just don't see that.
Thank you. Ivan, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The first point I want to make is, to me, it seems all the thing that presented to us in this meeting is a bit remote from the harbourfront issue. So I have a lot of comment, you know, as an urban designer and architect, but as a member of HC, I think I should try to be more disciplined. And but I still can't control myself to make a couple of what? Couple of first, I just don't understand the rationale. What's wrong with the cloud? I mean, the density of the people in the Causeway Bay. What's wrong with, you know, the current connectivity through the Victoria Park between the Causeway Bay MTR station and the Tin Hau? You know, I used to walk through the Victoria Park, a very nice walk. So why we need to improve it? Second is, the proposal is try to dig up a big hole with the only remaining green area in the Victoria Park, that big lawn. So if you're carrying out work for that, the Victoria Park is no longer a Victoria Park. It's end up with hard surface event venue, and you know, left with a couple of trees. So what is the benefit to the general public by doing so? I really believe that, you know, connectivity is not, you know, one point to the other through a straight line, you know, walking underground with no natural daylight. It's all about experience, all about placemaking, and all about activities that along the routes that you walk through are connecting you from one place to the other. And unfortunately, I do not see all this essential element in this presentation. To me, as an architect and urban designer, I will say it just go to the wrong way.
Peter?
Well, first, I think this sort of examination really goes back a long time. There was a feasibility study of underground space examined as part of a study several years ago, and underground spaces were found to be fully justified. In particular, they allowed extensive and unpleasant surface uses, such as sewage treatment works, to be replaced underground. So there's nothing wrong in underground spaces in principle whatsoever. I doubt if we should really use underground space simply for connectivity. We don't want just a subterranean environment to evolve. And long underground routes, I mean, of course, they can be expedient and efficient. We see probably the longest, in my experience, is in Sai Ying Port, associated with the MTR. I went through another one today, actually, just after lunch, from Times Square to the MTR station. It is a kind of efficient way of avoiding uncomfortable surface movement, and that's one of our problems in Hong Kong. Our surface pedestrian movement is pretty lousy, and we tend to always take, you know, efficiency over scrambling around at surface level. But I think that raises another issue. We do need to look at this more fully, you know, in terms of urban pedestrian movement. And as Ivan said, you know, pedestrian movement should be enjoyable. We should be improving walkability at a different level as an issue in its own right. Second point, I think if we can link the station concourses with very specific underground uses, with very specific connections, then this really should be positive. But it does seem to me that the concepts really need to now be made more specific in terms of actual use, both commercial and recreational. One example, for example, might be the ground scraper on the central waterfront, where we can go down to make up for height, and we can kind of link underground to other nodes on the reclamation. This might or might not have be a benefit in improving linkage between hinterland nodes and the waterfront itself. But I do think it requires more than just underground corridors. What this really should achieve is to allow spaces below parks and open spaces to facilitate extended active basement areas associated with things like commercial developments. And I think just in quick response to Nick's point, which is justified, I think, I do think it actually is possible to build spaces without too much disturbance if we go about it properly. Well, I was a student in London in Bloomsbury, Bloomsbury Square, just across the road. They managed to build 7 stories of car park underground without any problem at all, with all the beautiful trees and the square in front. So it is eminently possible, I think. And I think this is something that we really should take forward in a more comprehensive way. And we should be building this into our planning and engineering schemes in places like the new reclamations. I think there is a big role to play.
Thank you. KY and then Paul. Thank you.
I have no strong objection. In fact, I find it rather acceptable to use underground space for rest purposes, because after all, you're always sort of land. And even for passageway, for passengers, I think maybe it's always an opportunity. In a way that now, yes, it's very nice to walk across Kowloon Park, but I do remember, well, this commission always have meetings here. I do remember 4 years ago when I my heart got a problem, I find it very difficult to walk up to this building, right? And now, of course, that problem has been resolved, thanks God. But another problem is, as people getting old, again, you still want well, we are facing an aging population. When I had problem in climbing upstairs, when I use MTR system, I actually choose more in favor more of Causeway Bay rather than Tin House Station, even though I can go back home on shuttle bus or on a maxi cab on both, because at least in Causeway Bay, there are certain exits that you can have escalator all the way going up to road level. Hong Kong is getting aging, having an aging population. Well, sometimes, yeah, it's nice to have fresh air, but when people get old, you have to think of that. And on that basis, we plan for any underground passageway, make sure it's all connected, not what we had planned the MTR some 4 decades ago with always a large flight of stairs, keeping people away. Thanks.
Okay. Paul, ladies first, Becky, you go first, Becky first, and then Paul.
Okay, thank you. I think especially in relation to Tsim Sha Tsui, I think we can be open-minded to explore different options, but I think the chair made a very important point, Ivan, as well, which I would also like to strongly stress, that this would not be at the expense of improving at-grade pedestrian connectivity. I still remember the substantial efforts that we made to reinstate the pedestrian crossing outside the Peninsula Hotel, despite the underground pass. So I think this is something that we should bear in mind. While this is a conceptual, you know, as we move forward, I'm also cautious. I don't want this to be, you know, too commercial or just department stores as we move along. The third major point I want us to think about is the environmental aspect, especially in terms of the air ventilation. Unlike some other underground city, Hong Kong is in tropical region. So in the summer, it's very hot. We have to make sure that, you know, we have sufficient entrances and exit to the ground floor to ensure that this would be an alternative rather than the only choice for pedestrians to go around, at least in the harbourfront area, not to mention about the potential risk or terrorist attack in this area. So finally, if especially for the Tsim Sha Tsui area, if this is really within the harbourfront area, I really hope that when we have some detailed plan, we would go back to the task force for detailed comments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Paul, please.
Yeah, no, I think the problem with this study is that it's solution-focused, which is how do I redevelop the underground of Victoria Park, Kowloon Park, and Southern Playground. And that is, I think, a very unfortunate situation, because these three areas are critically important, and there are many challenges in Tsim Sha Tsui, Causeway Bay, and Admiralty Wan Chai that need to be resolved. And we know how to do it right. We've done To Kwa Wan with the DERF. We've done Kwun Tong with the Energizing Kowloon East office, where we really look at these districts to see how we need to find solutions for first of all, what the problems are, then finding solutions. And one of the solutions could be underground, the other one could be elevated, the other one could be a grade, but we find all the solutions. And then we could do comprehensive district improvements. And then we can come to the right solutions. But by having this focus based on just the underground space under the parks, we've missed all of those opportunities, and also the solutions we come up with are not necessarily right. It starts off with Tsim Sha Tsui, the study boundary should have, of course, included the east side of Nathan Road, where we have underground connections that are poorly connected. So if I go through quickly Tsim Sha Tsui, some of the critical issues we have, of course, is Kowloon Park is not easily accessible because we don't have escalators that lift people up. We can solve the problem at Kowloon Park by putting up escalators at all the different sites and get people into the park. We don't have to spend billions of dollars to go underneath. We just got to get people up the park. And especially on the park lane, that shopping area, I mean, and that is right opposite people coming from across the road. So you can save a lot of money by having better solutions. Now, there are poorly connected underground situations that can be resolved by allowing private properties to connect to each other. You know, the Sheraton Hotel and the Minnow Road Avenue Tunnel, why did it never happen? Because of the land premiums we wanted to charge, that's never happened. But it could have happened. We can have all these buildings connecting to each other and provide underground space as a secondary network. And that would could address something. But again, it's not in the study, so I think it's a missed opportunity. I can only make assumptions on the issues in Tsim Sha Tsui. Kowloon Park connectivity is one, but the connectivity with West Kowloon Cultural District, but there are above ground and underground solutions for that, which one would perform best. I'm not sure whether the code sparking, the waste handling, loading and unloading of goods, those are more challenges within Tsim Sha Tsui, and how would we resolve them? I don't see that we address them. In Causeway Bay, Happy Valley, we don't even mention that we have the EMSD site and the Hong Kong Stadium development in the future, and that we have a lot of that pressure. Tin House Station connection with Victoria Park needs to be resolved, but that's a short piece of tunnel. We don't need to undermine the entire Victoria Park. And the Sogo Hysan underground connection has been on the books for many, many years, and then replaced with a TD solution that doesn't really work, or Highways Department solution that doesn't work. So why don't we go back to the original plan? So on the Wan Chai, again, we don't mention the government offices redevelopment that we're planning to do, how those connect with the Wan Chai station. Tamar station needs to be connecting with Appleby station, fine. But the big issue is in Wan Chai, we've got all the density and development and intensity. We've got so many people at street level, but we got a half-baked elevated network. If you want to make any solution, why would you not work at elevated level? Why would you suddenly go at Wan Chai below ground? Why don't you just work with the already existing above ground network and expand it, which we had a discussion about here several years ago about connecting along Connaught Road? And suddenly, so why suddenly reorientate if we want solutions for connectivity? So Chairman, what I hope CDD can do in the development bureaus, go back and redo this study in a different way, where we're looking at Tsim Sha Tsui and Wan Chai and Causeway Bay more comprehensively and not limited to underground space development, and look at what are the problems in these areas and how can we address them and have underground as one of the potential solutions. And then we can all work together, and then we have a great study that everybody can participate in, and it solves the problems. But this is wrong, and you're going to have significant problems, Chairman. I agree with you. Nobody's going to allow you to undermine Kowloon Park. Nobody will allow you to undermine Victoria Park. Nobody's going to allow you to undermine Southern Playground. So this is going to be setting up for a disaster in public, in working with the community. You're on the dead end. And I think this is really unfortunate, but it is because the problem statement, and you've been warned. You have files in your, you have letters in your file. You have been warned years ago that this was on the wrong track, but you did not change tack.
Okay, please, yes.
Becky touched on the environmental impact, and I'd like to elaborate. You have a large amount of fill to deal with. Ventilation and air conditioning will be a very major consideration. Lighting will be very expensive and also very energy heavy. Some years ago in South Korea, I travelled around underground in Seoul. It was very unpleasant, and I could never find my way. So finding your way around underground is not so straightforward. Lots of car parks are underground. They're very unpleasant, smelly, hot places. So you would have a problem with odour and with heat. And if you're going to couple these thoroughfares with undesirable utilities like sewage treatment works and water pumping stations and car parks, you're going to be mixing people with these vast spaces that also will have to be dealt with. Okay.
Thank you. Please, yes. Thank you.
Yes, maybe this is not really related to the Harbour Fund Commission, but I would like to speak on behalf of my three friends. That's because when we are trying to divert people to walk underground, in fact, some of the people, they're really concerned about the trees, the old trees along Park Lane and Eden Road, which one of the major problem is no rooms for their roots to develop, and one of the major constraints is the traffic. So I would like to see if the traffic can divert to underground, but leave Nathan Road to people. I think that may be my dream, but I think as members mentioned about, we can, with open mind, I would prefer a walking pathway above ground, say the Nathan Road, rather than an underground facility like that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, look, you're here to engage. This is the first phase of an engagement exercise. I hope you'll take all the comments you received today and consider them carefully. Any initial response to some of the comments you've had? I mean, you don't need to give a detailed response now, but I think any immediate reaction?
Yeah, I would invite Johnny to talk about why we propose something underground. Why not just improve the surface?
Thank you very much.
Why underground? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. If you look at these areas, there is one thing in common. They are all very close to MTR stations. So a lot of people arriving in these areas are actually underground when they first arrive. And if they want to go to different destinations, they have the choice of going above ground, of course. But if we could develop the underground space, providing an additional option for them to go to their final destination, then that would be an additional option. We've been emphasizing we are not forcing the people to go underground. We still have the option of going above ground. We're trying to provide an additional option for people to go to their destination from where they are, where they arrive in these areas, to go to a destination. And therefore, it will resolve some of the congested problem on the ground surface. We've actually carried out a pedestrian survey in Chim Sao Choi. We've carried out survey to ask people where they're from, where they're going to, and we identify that there are two different types of people walking on the street. First of all, it's for enjoyment, especially on weekends. But the second type of people is they go to work. For example, they come out from the MTR station on Navan Road. They walk through Hai Phong Road to Harbour City because their office is there, and they have no choice but to go through Hai Phong Road. Imagine that if there are additional options underneath Carlton Park, that there will be options for them. And we've carried out a number of focus group meetings, and also we've met with district councils. Some of the people welcome the suggestions because they remember the very hot summer. They remember the rainfall, they remember the humidity, and the underground is actually an additional option. And also, we realize that people don't like very long, narrow pedestrian links. This is what we are planning to design. We are developing underground space as a we put an emphasis on walking experience, and therefore, if you look at our initial planning concepts, apart on top of improving connectivity, we are also recommending creating additional space, and these spaces are to enrich the walking experience in improving the vibrancy of the underground. And environmental consideration, we certainly pay a lot of efforts and attention to environmental considerations. And we actually look at developing the park in a three-dimensional manner. Park design at the current situation is looking at a plan. For example, look at Victoria Park. This bit is for football. This bit is for tennis. And the other pitch is for grass. But if you look at overseas example, a park can be three-dimensional. You can have different levels. If you integrate the above facilities with the underground facilities using, for example, lateral lighting, lateral ventilation, you can actually have a more vibrant design, a more attractive park design by having different levels instead of just one level. So that's our vision, improving the design of the park as a whole, unlocking the potential of the underground space rather than just forcing people to go underground. And private developments, we certainly want to encourage private owners to connect the underground spaces together. And that's going to be reflected in the master plan that we are going to prepare towards the end of the study. We'll identify some of the areas where redevelopment proposal is high and then plan for a trunk road, if you like, so that these underground spaces underneath private lot can be connected to a more extensive network. And and the traffic, one of the members mentioned about why can't we put traffic underground. And in the four areas that we are looking at, the traffic system is actually very complicated. If you want to resolve the traffic using underground space, we need a huge area. And that's not practical, and that's not feasible in a very congested and busy area or established area. In new areas, that will be a fantastic design concept by putting traffic underground and then pedestrian on the road. But in well-established areas, like the four areas that we're looking at, there are simply too many constraints. For example, in Tsim Sha Tsui, there are MTL lines underneath Canton Road, underneath Nathan Road. We simply can't build an additional road network underground, and therefore we've assessed the technical feasibility, and that's not an option, at least for the areas that we're looking at. Any okay. supplement from my colleagues?
Thank you. Shuki, you want to say something, please?
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think if the objectives are for crowd management, and crowd control, and safety because of the two major MTR stations, the existing and the new one, that is one of the important objectives to be considered. And if that underground can provide relief to the above ground friendly pedestrian environment, and if that can provide an additional movement choice for the pedestrian, and also if there is a minimum disruption at grade, especially the park level, and if all those objectives are to be evaluated in terms of their performances, I think I can provide my support to that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. All right, look, we're going to have draw line. Time presses. Thank you very much for the presentation. I think you obviously will have gathered the Commission's thoughts and views. Take them with you. I mean, the way you presented the second time was very different to the way you presented the first time. And I think, may I suggest that when you're making your pitch to others, you might want to start with the second version, because it sounds much more credible. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.